Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. The two South Jersey high school football team, whose playoff game was interrupted Friday night by gunfire, finished that game yesterday after learning a 10-year-old boy who was shot in the stands died from his injuries. One of the people in custody, Alvin Wyatt, has now been charged with murder. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports there was a surprise appearance at the game.
Some players on each team wore patches with the number 10 on it. Others had Micah's name written on their helmets. They learned of Micah Tennant's death earlier in the day. A moment of silence was held on the field as the players locked arms. Then it was time to play football.
You might get knocked down one day, and you got to get up the next day.
And despite everything they've been through this past week, you could tell the students were loving playing on the same field as the Eagles, who, by the way, made a surprise appearance. Here's Carson Wentz.
And so for us, it's just try and bring them some joy, try and bring some hope. Put a smile on their face, and hopefully they can go compete and have some fun.
Camden beat Pleasantville, but the players say the game was about more than just football. Governor Wolf's promising to veto a bill on the way to his desk that prohibits abortions based on a diagnosis of Down syndrome. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
Republican Senator Kristen Phillips Hill said the bill would add a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome to the law that already prohibits abortion on the basis of selecting the sex of a child.
In Pennsylvania, a life with Down syndrome is a life worth living.
Larry Farnese is a Philadelphia Democrat.
Forced again to rise in opposition to another attack upon a woman's right to choose.
The bill passed the Senate and is on its way to the governor's desk. Governor Wolf released a statement vowing to veto this or any bill that, in his words, seeks to limit health care choices for women. Sales of flavored and high-nicotine e-cigarettes would be restricted to adult-only retailers under a bill that passed Philadelphia City Council's Public Health Committee yesterday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
As Health Commissioner Tom Farley told the bill's sponsor, Councilman Bill Greenlee, flavors like pink lemonade and peachy mango reveal who they're really aimed at.
I think a 40-year-old guy trying to quit cigarettes is not going to be tempted by peachy mango.
I wouldn't think so.
Farley says the flavors are a big reason teen e-cig use is at epidemic levels. Worrisome because they're unregulated. Their full contents are unknown, but their key ingredient, nicotine, is highly addictive. Restricting access, he said, could reduce the problem.
Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds Brown, who sponsors many health bills such as calorie and salt disclosure on menus, tried to weaken the measure, but it was defeated. Unionized faculty members at 9 New Jersey colleges are taking their push for a new contract to the public. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports.
From petition campaigns to outdoor rallies, they want to address salaries, of course, but also a hiring trend that Joseph Basso, president of the local at Rowan University, finds disturbing.
What they're looking to do is hire faculty who are low wage and have no guarantee employment beyond one-year contracts.
That, in Basso's view, creates instability for students and staffers alike.
Basso hopes Governor Murphy will get more involved. There's been no comment from the Murphy administration. And events were held around the world yesterday, including in Philadelphia, to draw attention to violence endured by trans people. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Mayor Jim Kenney was among speakers.
We're here today to honor the precious lives lost due to the violence and self-harm that affects the transgender community every year. Our city has truly felt the impact of these losses.
Marcus James says it's all about respect.
As a trans man of color, it's been ultimately difficult to operate in the city in general. It's been difficult to operate in life in general.
At the end of the ceremony, the light blue, pink, and white striped trans pride flag was raised on a flagpole. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radigo.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.